Good morning. It's 8:37 FLX Morning Time to get healthy with Finger Lakes Health. And for the first time I can remember in a long time, of course, Laura has a new job, so she's busy with important meetings and stuff. And Kimberly Alacqua couldn't make it either, so we're on our own, but we'll do fine. With Dr. Matthew Talbot here and Ann Guerreri, welcome to you both.
Nice to be here, Todd. Thanks.
May is Stroke Awareness Month. We're going to talk about some of the stroke care program. But first, Dr. Talbot, let's talk about you and your new position, Vice President, Chief Medical Officer. What does that involve?
A lot of the quality initiatives that I was doing in the emergency department as director over the last 8 years, and then you take that and really widen the scope, and so really responsible for the medical staff of all of the service lines and making sure that, you know, we're providing most up-to-date evidence-based care. And we have an excellent medical staff, and I'm very honored to be named Chief Medical Officer. And know we can continue to do great things.
In healthcare, we're starting to see what's crept over from sports, all the analytics and everything, and the measurables. What sort of tools do you use to measure your performance as a health system and a staff and keep getting better?
Sure. So many, you know, with our performance improvement and disease-specific care programs that we're going to speak to here today with stroke. We also, our Joint Commission, disease-specific certified with chest pain, with hip and knee. Ann and I work very closely on our sepsis program. We're looking at our operating rooms and at the ambulatory surgery centers for throughput times, you know, door in, door out turnover times. You know, we're really, as we're trying to drive you know, the best patient experience and patient care, we're also looking at efficiencies that we can, you know, make improvements on as an organization so that the physicians and the nurses and everyone else that provides care for our patients are able to best succeed.
And we're going to talk in a moment when we talk about stroke. Time is absolutely critical there. You've heard the time lost is brain lost public service announcements. But tell us a little bit about sepsis. That's an infection that can come in during surgery.
It can come in at any for any variety of reasons. Surgery, yes, being one of them. But sepsis is something that we work very hard at. We identify patients that present to both of our emergency departments, which the vast majority of patients that come into the hospital come through the ER with sepsis. And so there are criteria that we look for. And then there are triggers that we initiate immediately. You know, you establish large IVs, you give fluid boluses, you give rapid antibiotics after obtaining blood cultures and other appropriate cultures. But it's a devastating disease. And, you know, when treated quickly, the outcomes are certainly much better.
We talked about metrics and measurable progress. Is there any particular area you've seen where Finger Lakes Health has really improved in the last few years that you've been able to say, hey, we've got these tools now and we can be much better at X, Y, or Z?
Well, certainly. And, you know, we use from a performance improvement standpoint, a plan, do, study, act type of process. And so you can't identify gaps unless you're analyzing the data. So that's the first thing, you know, getting the data, scrubbing the data, making sure that it's clean. You want to make sure that if you're acting on something, it's accurate. And then when we do identify those things, we were, as you know, written up in Haney's a couple of years ago for our improvement times on door to needle for stroke, meaning the time that it took us to get patients' blood flow reestablished to their brain by giving them this IV medication.
So, Ann, let's talk a little bit about this stroke program. You're a big part of that, and Geneva General Hospital has won numerous awards, a Gold Plus Award for stroke honor roll, and then you're telling me there was another award given to rural health systems along those same lines.
Correct. Last year was the first year they did the rural stroke award, and we got the bronze medal. It was only for one quarter of the year, but again, you know, we meant the metrics for that, and those metrics are making sure that we give the thrombolytics within 60 minutes, make sure they go door in, door out within 90 minutes, make sure we do the scoring for a stroke, doing a dysphagia screen, making sure they get to CAT scan within so many minutes and that read gets back. Because without that read from CAT scan, that's what makes our diagnosis for stroke, that we can start doing all the other steps.
And, of course, before you can do anything, the person has to get to you. So what are some recognition signs that this is not just some routine thing, that it could be a stroke and you better get yourself to some care right away?
So if you look at BFAST, that's an acronym that we use for stroke, So B is for balance. If you notice somebody's not, their balance is off a little bit. E for eyes. So if their vision's blurred or they're having difficulty, double vision. Then we have F. That's for your face. So if you have any facial droop, the smile looks a little off, look at that. Then we have A for arms. So you just want to raise your arms and see that there's like a drift on one side that can't hold arms up. That's another identifier. Then we have S for speech. So if you're slurred speech. And then T for time. Make sure you call EMS, get to the hospital, because like we talked about, time is brain.
And these are both things to recognize in yourself, but also in someone else. I remember years ago, there were a series of radio public service announcements where the person was trying to say, I'm having a stroke, but they weren't able to actually say it. So it was in their mind. But very often, if somebody's having a stroke, they can't communicate that to you. So it's important that we recognize those symptoms if we see them in others.
Correct. Everybody needs to know that BFAST, the quick, you know, way to look, watch those signs for stroke for people. So that's an initiative that we've been trying to start getting out in the community more, and that's one of the things that we posted up at the hospital lot, the BFAST, so that they recognize that when you come into the emergency room. We have some signs for chest pain and stroke right now that hopefully they recognize that, read those, and can like try to share that with registration. Yeah, I'm having a stroke.
So for whichever of you, explain what it means to have a stroke, what's happening in the brain, and what's the risk there?
So there's two different types of strokes. The vast majority of them are what's called an ischemic stroke, meaning that there's a clot that gets into one of the major blood vessels and then, you know, blocks blood flow to the brain tissue. And when that happens, you end up losing millions of neurons every second minute, you know. And so that's the reason that by reestablishing that blood flow in the vast majority of patients, time is critical. And that's why is going to be doing a cruising night down in Penyan soon and getting out some education there. We do work with our EMS colleagues and do education for them. They are invited to our stroke meetings monthly. And then the other type is the less common one is a bleeding type stroke, which is usually a blood vessel that may rupture and you bleed into that area of the brain, also losing, you know, neurons.
So what is what's colloquially called a mini stroke?
So a mini stroke is a stroke where the symptoms resolve. And so it's really the same, what we call process, if you want to think of it as that, but maybe a smaller clot gets into, blocks. And then for whatever reason, you get a very small amount of brain tissue that is affected. But then there's resolution of symptoms within a certain time frame. The reason that, you know, somebody may be sitting at home right now saying, you know, I had these symptoms a week ago and I didn't really think much of it. But it's incredibly important to be seen because the risk of having a major stroke after a mini stroke is significantly higher.
So you talked a little bit about some of the things you do in treatment. Talk about what we do when that person comes in and presents with these symptoms and how important it is to get those things done quickly.
So we initiate really a code stroke, or you know, and that brings the nurse and the physician to the bedside, assesses the patient immediately. They're taken to the CT scan. Oftentimes, concurrently, they're getting what's called vascular imaging. So they're getting a special type of CAT scan that looks at the major arteries in the head and neck. And what we're looking for is blockages, of course. If they are in the window for the IV medication, which is 4.5 hours from what we call their last known well, which is incredibly important for families to identify because it gives us the criteria to be able to give this medication, then we can give them the IV medications. With the expansion of the stroke world to include endovascular therapies, now we have a 24-hour window where we can get our patients up to our comprehensive stroke center at Strong, potentially for them to intervene through a vessel and try to dissolve the clot or extract the clot.
And then after treatment comes the rehabilitation, and we've talked about that with some of the folks from the rehab unit. Talk a little bit about how we work with a patient to get, often they have to relearn all or some of their speech and some common everyday movements and things.
Yeah, so our rehab department at the hospital, they'll come up and they'll work at the bedside with the patient, occupational therapy, speech therapy, physical therapy, And then if they find that they need to have outpatient services too, or need to go to another facility that will work with them more on that, then they work with our care management system department to make sure that they get those needs at discharge or whatever their next level of care is going to be.
So what is the damage done by a stroke? Are there some neural pathways that get interrupted? Do you have to create new pathways to do these common things that you always used to take for granted?
Well, you're destroying the neurons, so you're destroying the cells, and when that happens, the range of disability often depends on what area of the brain was affected, how much of the brain was affected, and that really imparts the post-stroke care that patients will require.
The good news is, though, like so many things we talk about, that if you get that early treatment, prognosis is much better than it used to be. I mean, I'm amazed at the recovery from things like surgery that used to be 6 weeks in the hospital, and now it's you go home the day after tomorrow.
Yes, and the time that you get those interventions is so critical. There's an exponential benefit of early intervention, whether it be IV medications or endovascular care, of really getting patients back to their pre-stroke disability at a much higher rate.
So, Ann, tell us when you're going to be at Cruisin' Night in Penyan and where and some of the information you're going to have.
Well, we're going to be there on June 14th, Friday, June 14th. I'm not sure of the location where the booth's going to be quite yet. That hasn't been shared. But we'll be there. I believe the time frame is from 5 to 8:30. We'll be there. I'm planning on having some literature there, obviously, about stroke. But I want to get the community involved. So we have this little, it's not really a ring toss, it's a beanbag game. And so I'm going to have the be fast on there. And if you get the sandbag in or a beanbag in, we'll give you a pen or sticker or a magnet.
Neat. So in your new position, do you still do hands-on care, or are you strictly administrator now?
I do, Ted. I still work, 12-hour shift in the emergency department about once a week, and still am director of both emergency departments, and still work very closely with Ann, and am our stroke director and chest pain center director. So,
all right. Well, congratulations on winning the awards and just the dedication to quality at UR Medicine. Finger Lakes Health, thank you both for coming in.
Thank you.
We appreciate your time. We get healthy with Finger Lakes. You are medicine, Finger Lakes Health. I think, where's my fine jar? 8:50 now, FLX Morning.